Inside Bitbank, Engineering an Autonomous AI Research Lab, Chapter 1 of 10, Building an Autonomous AI Research Loop. People often ask what model Bitbank uses, as though there must be a single algorithm hidden behind the product. That question is understandable, but it points at the wrong level of the system. A useful market research platform is not a model. It is a loop, observe, propose, test, challenge, deploy carefully, measure, and learn. A model is one replaceable component inside that loop. Today's best candidate may be a transformer, a boosted tree, or a deliberately simple trend rule. Tomorrow, the data may show that another approach is more robust. The durable advantage is the machinery that can distinguish genuine improvement from an attractive backtest. Start with a falsifiable question. Research begins with a question that can lose. Can a volatility-normalized trend state improve the existing BTC policy on unseen chronological folds after realistic costs? Is useful. Can we make the chart go up? Is not. The first question identifies an incumbent, a market and evaluation protocol, costs, and criterion for rejection. It turns enthusiasm into an experiment. This discipline matters because financial data is extraordinarily good at manufacturing stories. Thousands of assets, features, thresholds, and time periods create a huge surface on which accidental patterns can appear. If the success criterion is invented after looking at the result, almost any experiment can be called a win. Research loop. At Bitbank, the intended loop has six stages. First, a hypothesis is written with its causal assumptions. Second, datasets and features are built as exactly as they could have existed at prediction time. Third, candidates are trained and evaluated across chronological folds with purge gaps. Fourth, their return, drawdowns, turnover, stability, and failure modes are compared with the deployed baseline. Fifth, only candidates that pass explicit promotion gates are packaged for production. Sixth, live monitoring checks whether data, latency, and behavior remain consistent with the research environment. Some stages are automated today. Others still require human judgment. That boundary is healthy. Automation should remove repetition and enforce rules. It should not hide uncertainty or manufacture confidence. Rejection is productive output. In ordinary product work, a failed build can feel like waste. Research, a well-designed negative result is an asset. It tells us which feature families were unstable, which cost assumption carried the apparent edge, which market regime fooled the selector, and which idea should not be rediscovered next month. This is why we keep failed experiment notes alongside code. A rejected Solana sweep, for example, can be more informative than a winning training score if the recent holdout vetoes deployment. The system should reward the decision not to ship when the evidence is weak, promotion gates, not leaderboards. A leaderboard asks which candidate scored highest. A promotion gate asks whether the candidate is good enough to replace a real incumbent. The distinction prevents a noisy winner from being treated as a breakthrough. Useful gates include positive paired improvement across the same folds, acceptable holdout behavior, survivability under wider fees and slippage, bounded drawdown, reproducible live features, and operationally safe inference. No single metric proves a model is durable. The goal is a body of evidence with fewer ways to fool us. Humans and agents have different jobs. Coding agents are already valuable research collaborators. They can prepare datasets, implement a paper, launch a sweep, run regression tests, summarize failures, and keep documentation synchronized. They are especially strong when a task has a verifiable output. Humans still own the questions that change the meaning of the system. What risk is acceptable? Whether an evaluation captures the real decision, which trade-offs customers should see, and when evidence is too ambiguous to act on. An autonomous research lab is not a lab without people. It is an organization in which machines handle more of the mechanical scientific loop while people set direction and accountability. Three clocks. Market systems operate on three clocks. The data clock brings in candles, order books, and external signals. The research clock runs slower, accumulating enough evidence to compare ideas honestly. The production clock must be stable. It serves forecasts, applies controls, and cannot change simply because one fresh experiment looks exciting. Confusing those clocks creates brittle systems. Training immediately on every new observation can amplify noise. Waiting too long can miss genuine drift. Production needs scheduled evaluation and explicit releases with rollback paths rather than a model silently rewriting itself. What autonomy should mean? Autonomous should not mean unconstrained. It should mean that the routine loop can continue reliably. Agents can generate bounded hypotheses. Experiments are reproducible, compute is scheduled, weak runs stop early, results enter long-term memory, and promising candidates arrive at a clearly defined review gate. The deepest objective is therefore not to discover one perfect trading model. It is to build a research process that gets better at asking and answering questions while remaining honest about uncertainty. The next chapter starts at the foundation of that process: the data, timestamps, storage layouts, and causal contracts that determine whether every result above them can be trusted.